Stand by. The bullshit ends in 3, 2, 1. This is Jennifer Goodwin Live. Jennifer Goodwin Live. A podcast exposing the lies and BS in the world. Spotlighting what's true. This is Jennifer Goodwin.
Hey everyone, we've got a great episode today. My guest is John Little. He has been sharing the knowledge of law versus legal and how to hold your own court as a man for 20 years. He's got people all over the world that follow him. He had to learn himself when a bunch of years ago the system came and took his offspring, his sons and daughters, and he had to figure out how to get them back. And he's the real deal. So John, welcome to the show today.
Hey, thanks, Jennifer. Good to be here.
If anyone wants to follow his information, go ahead and start at lawcommon2i.com. So thanks for being here. Let's get into what law is and how it's kind of been hidden. And, you know, people think that law and legal are synonymous and they're not two separate systems. So let's talk about what law is in your words.
Okay. Well, again, we have to all understand that we live under free will. You know, everything is free will, and we have the free will to be caused harm, to be caused loss. We have the free will to, you know, be treated badly. Or we also have the free will to uphold our rights and be treated how we want to be treated. And this is the thing with law. You know, a lot of people get law and legal confused because a lot of people use legal as their law, having no idea that legal, well, you have to participate. You have to contract. You have to show that you're willing to be a participant under that society.
Right. But you have to consent.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with law? Right.
So that's people the thing. People think it's the same thing.
And it's absolutely completely opposite. It's like chess versus checkers. It's not the same thing whatsoever. Right now, and every generation, you know, they learn less and less about law. They, you know, they're in the day with half truths, right? It's better to control the society. So what is law? Well, it's very simple. Law is your rights. Well, people say, well, what, citizens' rights? Inalienable rights? American rights?
Constitutional rights?
Right. Yeah, all these adjectives they want to add to the word rights. Again, yeah, I could have cat rights or dog rights. I've got the right to, you know, use the backyard for my box, I guess. I don't know. But is that the rights I'm looking for? And what rights did somebody write down 100 years ago that I think applies to me?
Yeah, people think that man and woman can make law. That what they do up in the capitals of all our countries is law. But that's not. That's legal. That's codes, acts, statutes, rules. BS.
But that said, who does it apply to as law? What applies to the citizen, the defendant, the plaintiff, the
parent,
persona, or aka person, right? Exactly. Yep. But does it apply to man and woman?
Everyone thinks it does.
Yeah, they think it does, right? But that's the thing. They don't understand titles. See, titles come with duties and obligations in this world. If you take a title, there's certain things that you are obligated to do that I'm not obligated to do. For instance, if I become a doctor, well, I'm now obligated under the medical society in order to do things a certain way under the medical society rules. And if I don't, because those medical society rules that I sign my paperwork to on the dotted line, they have now become my law. Was it law to me and you, Jennifer? What the doctors do? Of course not. So how did it become law for them?
They consented to take a title, and the rules are attached to the title. It's a game piece. It's a token.
Absolutely. So again, so if we don't have this, and this is a fundamental understanding that our generations just don't have anymore. You know, they use titles loosely, very loosely. And I'll tell you right now, if you use the title submissive with me, don't be surprised if I come with whips and chains.
Right.
And that's the thing. Yet, you know, a woman, I couldn't do that to a woman. Are you crazy? I'm going to jail.
No.
But a submissive, a submissive, I certainly could. Now, what's the difference? A submissive could be a female, but is she a woman? Well, could a woman be a submissive? Of course she could be. But how? By her choice.
The key here is that
not the choice. Go ahead.
Yep. And the key is that the system has convinced us to get away from calling ourselves a man or a woman, which is, you know, if you've ever seen the totem pole, I use that example that the creator's at the top and then there's a man and a woman at number two. And then all the titles are beneath that. And so people have gotten away from, well, knowing who they are. Well, I'm a woman. Well, someone says, you know, they trained us growing up. What do you do for work? What are you? Right. And we were trained to replace it with our, well, I'm a marketer. Well, I'm a this. Well, I'm a police officer. Well, I'm a that. And to be proud of that. Well, now I'm proud because I've been educated by you. Now I'm proud to be called a woman.
Yeah, a woman who can educate, a woman who can plant seeds. But if you call yourself a farmer, you call yourself a teacher, well, now you're bound by duties and obligations of those societies.
Right.
And it's that simple. It's almost like a Jedi mind trick. And that's exactly how these courts are, too. If you contract, then you are participating in the Monopoly game. And just like Monopoly, when you hit that card that says, go directly to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You do not get a lawyer. You do not get a jury. You do not get anything. You go directly. Well, that's very unfair, isn't it, Jennifer?
Yes.
But it's the laws of Monopoly. And when you agree to play Monopoly, we understand that those rules are laws to the race car token Monopoly piece, such as our race car, thimble, or anything else. But we also understand that, as a man and a woman, those don't apply to us, do they? They only apply to our game token.
Yep. It's like, you want to be a farmer? Okay, you're going to play the agricultural game over here. Mm-hmm. You want to be a doctor? Well, you're going to play the medical game over here. You want to be a lawyer? You're going to play the legal game with the legal rules over here. You want to be a teacher? Well, you're going to play the teacher game with the educational society rules. Right. And each society is like a game with its own rules that apply to the title.
That's right.
Once people understand that, man, they get it.
And that's the thing. So if you take a title, it comes with duties and obligations. There are some nasty titles out there, aren't they, Jennifer, that you would not want to be called, that people would rebel against very quickly. But for some reason, they don't rebel against these other titles that diminish them into a type of servitude that they don't even realize they're serving, because they still think they're operating as man and woman, not understanding that this title is allowing me to do things to you that may not be perfectly lawful, but perfectly legal. See, that's
so
the thing with
law
legal.
Applies to man and woman. Legal applies to the titles. You think that's why they're doing this agenda to get people to call themselves anything but a man or a woman?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're calling yourself something that I can define under my next dictionary,
they, them.
That's right. And I copyright those words. And now you start using those words. Guess what? You're right. You're no longer man or woman. You can be they, them, this, that, fucking 72 other pronouns or whatever you want to call yourself. Great. They love it because you're not man or woman. Again, man or woman is a creation. I don't care if you believe in God, don't believe God or anything. Man or woman is a creation of the consciousness of all that is.
Yeah. It's
and everything
it's part
under
of nature.
Man and woman is under man and woman. But however, being a creation of the all that is, we have the ability to diminish ourselves down to a cockroach if we want to in this world. Or we can raise ourselves up to emperor if we want to. And that's kind of how it is, you know, and it just goes with that mindset of understanding and unlearning and relearning what the difference between law and legal is. We're not even getting into how to uphold your law, how to press your claims and all this other kind of stuff as a man or woman. Because again, you know, we've got to get this fundamental understanding first. You take a title, it comes with duties and obligations. And those duties and obligations can be treated upon you like it is law. Why? Because you gave your free will to participate in it, or you just didn't know better.
Right. It's it is all about mindset, because something I realized through this journey was that even, you know, you hear about the people in the commerce world and the secured party creditor world, and they talk about the bills and everything, right? So of course, those of us that have been exposed to that conversation have looked at our bills. And one thing I realized is that it doesn't come, you know, in the mail that and says bill, it says statement. Mm-hmm. And what is the etymology of statement? Well, meant, M-E-N-T or M-E-N-T-E, means mind. So you can literally get that piece of paper in the mail and it's a state of mind. Do you see it as a debt? Do you see it as a credit? Mm-hmm. And the whole thing is about a mindset. The whole thing about relearning law and unraveling, you know, the fact that there's two systems, not one, is a state of mind. Back to the man.
I'll stop you there for a sec, because there's more than even two systems. Even within the legal society, there's multiple types of courts. You know, right. A lot of people think just because, you know, it's held in a courthouse that they all operate under this like phantom legal codes, acts, and statutes, but that's not true. You know, federal court's very different than, say, a probate court or an equity court or a canon court or a tax court or a family court. Or these are all different courts, just like if I were to say basketball court versus tennis court versus badminton court. Each one of those judges, aka referees, are going to have to put forward their rules or accept the rules of that game. Mm-hmm. And so it's the same thing that we don't realize as a man and a woman. We have the right to bring forth our court, our claims before the court of law, just as unique as a probate court, just as unique as a federal court, just as unique as a family court or anything else of these courts. Again, you guys have to understand, family courts have only been around, what, last 50 years? These are new courts. So even within the legal society, they're showing you all the time, oh, yeah, we can make up our courts as we go along. Just bring us the rules and the terms of this court and how you're going to proceed. And, yeah, we can certainly give you a jury or a judge or what a man's looking for, a magistrate.
Yeah, that adjective is there again. Family court, federal court, civil court, canon court. Yeah, right. There's that adjective. That's a court.
Their courts. That's not the Jennifer court or the John court or the Mary court, the Bob court. And most people, you know, they're shaking their head. What do you mean? I can have the Bob court? Yeah. I can have the you know, the what's my call court? What do you mean? How can I have these courts?
Right? Court of Jennifer down at the courthouse.
But that's the thing, people didn't realize, like, court used to be held within the community. Court used to be held at the court, at the church, and we'd have court. And again, there wasn't very much court because everyone understood the principles of trespass and wrongs. And, you know, you guys could get hung, right, back in the day, right? That's law. It still is that way. And people don't realize that, you know.
Yeah, it still is that way because law always will be. Just it still is that way, meaning you can express your law in the current court system, but law will be here, was here before man, it'll be here after man, it'll be here during. So it's always there. Whether it's, you know, accepted or expressed or not is a different story. That's up to us.
And this is the thing too, you know, so if I go to a chess court and I start speaking Monopoly, they're completely right. That judge's not going to be able to hear me. And I hear this all the time, these Freeman guys and all this kind of shit, and they try to use legal precedent and, you know, or try to say how this doesn't apply to me, it's my straw man and all this other kind of, okay, they might be correct. However, they don't bring forth their court to stand on. So the judge who's having his chess court, and you got some Monopoly guy that doesn't even speak the language, he cannot hear him. And they'll run around and say, oh, the judge ignored me, or the judge put order forward anyway, blah, 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 and all this other kind of shit. And it's like, yeah, because you didn't bring your claim. You know, this is the other thing too, Jen, is that claim versus complaint understanding. Mm-hmm. Most people out there are complaining. Yep. They're just complaining. It's a complaint, civil complaint, legal complaint, criminal complaint. But where are the claims? And people don't understand that there's a huge difference between claims and complaints. And if you go into that court complaining, well, then you're going to get judgment. And he's going to judge on opinions. But if you're going there with a claim, you're looking for a magistrate. He's there to verify that claim. He's there to uphold your rights. He's there to ensure that this man's court is upheld before this court. Because he's done his due diligence in order to remedy the matter. And if he wasn't able to remedy the matter in the private, he has his claim before the court. Not a complaint.
And people usually say, they ask, you know, can that, well, how do you get a magistrate and not a judge? Can it be the same man, John?
Absolutely. It's how you treat them. It's like anything. If I come to your house and I start saying, okay, yeah, you got any bishops? You got some pawns laying around? You got some rooks? What am I talking about? Chess. So you're going to assume that I want to play chess. If I come in there saying, well, you got some race cars and you got some thimbles and you got that Monopoly board, well, you're going to assume that I want to play Monopoly. Well, it's the same thing with these courts. You know, I go to these courts and I'm the defendant, I'm the plaintiff, I'm the party, I'm the representing agent. Well, then, of course, I'm going to be treated under legal codes, acts, and statutes. However, if I am there as the man and I've brought forth the John Little Court before this court here today to press a claim of what I believe to be trespass by way of extortion or theft, and I was to press this claim before either a magistrate or a trial by jury, if I believe that a magistrate can verify the claim and there's nothing for him to make judgment of, then I will allow him to verify that claim and put forth my order. And it's a very quick case. I'm not there to convince, convey, or persuade anybody for judgment. I'm not there with truth. I'm there with what is true. And a lot of people,
when you use that chess vocabulary, what is the man acting as judge do? Raise an eyebrow.
Yeah, exactly. But this
at that
the
point,
thing.
They know that you know what you're talking about.
Right. And this is the thing. So law and legal do not sound the same.
Right.
A lawful man does not use words like representing. A special appearance, the trustee or the strawberry or the beneficiary or the executor of the trust. A man does not speak like that. That's right. How someone who interpreted some guru bullshit trying to get rid of some kind of controversy in their life talks like. But a man, he makes forth remedy in the private. If that remedy is not able to be achieved in the private, he makes sure he does his due diligence through his notices. And when he goes to that court, he stands on those notices as his law. Do you understand when you put a no parking sign at the end of your driveway, you're setting the law for your land? Did you have to go to legislation? Did you have to go to bill pass? No, you didn't. You just put a sign on there as it is fair to warn. This property is private, and to park here can be considered as a wrong that could escalate to that of a trespass, and all vehicles could be towed. Yeah, that's setting your law. But if you don't set your law and I park in your driveway, well, you can complain about it.
Complain.
Yeah, you complain. Okay. So this is the thing. Law and legal are not the same thing. So this is why there's confusion. Legal can be law if you wish to participate in it. Absolutely. It can be as just as forceful. People call it, oh, it's color of law and everything else. No, it's not color of law because you are a human. Well, if you're going to be a human, a shade of man, of course, you're going to get color of law.
And sometimes it can benefit you to use the titles in the legal system.
Absolutely.
You know, if I sign a contract as a title, I'm doing it because I know the benefits are there. The title.
That's right. But a lot of people sign contracts without understanding that's a negotiable instrument, first of all. A contract is a negotiable instrument. That doesn't mean you have to sign what is presented before you. You could take that home, change
edit it,
bring it back to them, and sign it. And they don't check it. Guess what? Too bad. They sign it, you sign it.
Well, that's why they're going digital, and they do the, I mean, even just with one company that I deal with, it gives you this whole long process to not sign their documents digitally. Well, you have to email this person. You have to give a reason why you'd want to do it in paper.
Yep.
And, you know, they're tricking you.
Yep, absolutely. And this is part of it. And this is the thing. And this is what we're losing in our society is this understanding of contracts, this understanding, you know, everything in legal is all presumed. It's all assumption, right? In law, everything is expressed. There's no assumptions in law, right? If I go to that court, that man acting as magistrate understands that I'm there as a man. I'm there to press a claim. I'm there to uphold my rights before that court. I'm not there to complain and uphold some legal code, act, or statute, or care about some court precedent or some procedure that came before me. I'm there for the John Little Court.
Right.
And that's the difference. That is the difference with a lot of people. They'll go into these courts and, you know, they'll fill up all their paperwork, and all of a sudden, you know, they're under legal codes, acts, and statutes. Now, you have an impartial tribunal. You've got the judge, part of the Bar Association. You got the prosecutor or lawyer, part of the Bar Association. You've got yourself as a defendant or plaintiff. Guess what? Copywritten word, part of the Bar Association. So now you have an impartial tribunal. You'd be like, I never spent a day in legal school. Don't matter. When I go to court, well, you got the judge who's part of the bar, you got the prosecutor's part of the bar, and then you got this man who sits above all of them with a claim before the court. He's not there to diminish himself 5-6 levels below the creation of the all that is. He's not there to complain. He's there to bring forth claims, show how he did his due diligence in the private, and how he's seeking remedy.
Yep.
That's in and out.
Court, as you've said, man's court is the highest if you know how to express it. Let's take a quick break and then come back and continue.
You're listening to the Jennifer Goodwin Live Podcast. We'll be right back. after these messages. We're back to the Jennifer Goodwin Live Podcast. This is Jennifer Goodwin.
All right, good to be back. Let's keep going with where we left off.
All right, so again, about the courts, right? So if you don't know how to express your claims, if you don't know how to do notices and all that kind of stuff, you can't have your court. You can't hold court. Remember, in this world, there's always somebody trying to take away from you, whether it be money.
Why is that? Why?
Because we're
why is the world so like this?
Well, because we've allowed it. We've allowed it to be like this. We've allowed we have a monster
to grow fangs.
Well, it's a lazy mentality. We've become docile. We've become domesticated. We've become easy. Again, like that old saying I've always said before, you know,
strong men create weak men, weak men create hard times, and hard times create strong men.
There you go.
And the cycle repeats.
And then we're in that cycle right now where we're going to see a lot of, you know, weak men. You know, they're either going to buck up or they're going to go with the rest of them, you know, and that's the thing. It's one of these things. And it's not about violence. It's not about protesting.
No.
It's not about revolutions.
Nope.
It's a simple understanding of your rights and being able to enforce those rights. And if we had 1% of the country understanding this stuff, it
oh my gosh.
1%. 1%.
I know.
What's that?
I know.
330 million. So that's what? 3 million, right? 1% could change everything.
I know. I know. Why? And you've got people all over the world that have amazing success stories. I mean, I've heard the success stories over here on my side only, you know, for the past few years. You've heard them for many decades.
Yep.
And, you know, every time we talk, it's like, what is America wait? What are the people in America waiting for?
Well, there's a lot of Alice in Wonderland holes in America, and that's the problem. Like, you know, most of this Freeman stuff came from the Alice in Wonderland. Most of the sovereign citizen, secured party creditor, you know, authenticating the birth certificates, putting them through state, federal, and, you know, county levels and all this kind of stuff, and all these authentications, always out there looking for something outside of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
This paperwork, you know, oh, my mother, she filled out this birth certificate, made me a straw man. No, she didn't. She gave you a race car from the game of Monopoly. You're the
right.
one who glued it to your staple that made sure you duct taped it there to make sure that you're a all caps idiot with the race car strapped to your head. I can be a man who holds a birth certificate. I can be a man who holds a driver's license. Does that mean
right.
I'm a driver? No, a licensed driver is a title. But I can be a man who holds a driver's license.
Right.
So this is the thing, you know, it's like I said, it's a Jedi mind trick. Everything's, are you the licensed driver? Yeah, that's my license. I'm a licensed driver. Boom. Now I've got jurisdiction to beat you like a submissive because you said you were a submissive under my legal codes, acts, and statutes. So I'm getting the belts out. But if you're a man who's able to, you know, drive, okay, great. Some people call it, well, driving's commerce. Okay, whatever. You call it travel if you want to. You're more comfortable with that. What we're trying to state here is the title that gets you, not the word. It's the title that you put upon yourself that gets you. When you say, yes, I'm a submissive, you're going to get a dominatrix, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's the same thing. Any title you take, it comes with duties and obligations. I think that's the biggest thing that we got to take from
every title has a daddy who's going to enforce the rules on you.
Absolutely. Every title you take comes with duties and obligations. If I say I'm a lawyer, I'm part of the Bar Association. The Bar Association is going to spank my ass if I get allowed to lie. If I'm a doctor, I'm going to be under those codes, acts, statutes. You know, Jennifer, I know a couple cures for cancer, and I've given them away for free many, many times. And I can perfectly do that, and there's nothing wrong with me doing that. However, if I sit there and I say, well, I'm curing people under medical code, blah, 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 and all this kind of stuff, and I'm using their shit and I'm doing all this kind of stuff, well, of course.
They'll rip your license out.
Of course they're going to come after you. Of course they're going to take your license. Of course they're going to do all these things, right? Because you signed up for those limitations. And this is the thing. Like, again, you know, it's great to be a doctor. I'm not saying it's not great to be a doctor. Well, maybe not nowadays, but back in the day, you
getting
know,
a bad rap nowadays.
Yeah, it's great to be a doctor, right? And, you know, nowadays, yeah, I wouldn't want to be a doctor. You couldn't pay me to be a doctor nowadays, but, you know, it's one of these things.
Maybe that's why they get paid so much to be a doctor.
Maybe. going to be able to fly out to Cancun somewhere. Shit. Yeah, well, like
Man.
This is the thing. But even with that stuff, even with the, you know, the vaccines and all this other shit that they brought forward that is now killing people en masse and it's coming out like crazy, even that was all done voluntarily. Oh, but absolutely. John, it was a mandate. It was a mandate. Yeah, mandate. Oh, two guys fishing in the woods. What's that got to do with me getting the vaccine?
Oh, but their job made them. Their job made them. Really? Yeah, did they hold a gun to their head?
Yeah, exactly, right? Well, if I didn't do it, but yeah, exactly. So again, everything's a choice. Yes, were you pressured? Were you coerced? Damn right.
Yep.
But you did it by free will, just like a guy with a lady could say, oh, yeah, you know, so I coerced her into having sex with me. Did I rape her? Then I'm going to jail. But if I coerced her a little bit, you know, convinced her and stuff, she's like, oh, okay. You know, okay, so be it. No one forced anybody. Well, it's the same thing with this vaccine. You know, that's what I saw when they started bringing this stuff out. You know, they'd call it mandates and, oh, you have to, you must. But no one ever, they never went through laws, never went through legislation, never passes a bill or anything else like that.
Right. I still can't wrap my head around it. Even in 2020, early on, I was screaming at my social media saying, if you closed your business for this after the 2 weeks, maybe after four, once you knew after 2, 3, 4 weeks that this was garbage and you closed your business, you don't deserve the American dream. Go work for somebody else because you're not doing what people you have come to this country to do.
And that's so crazy freely. To me too, Jen, because like we come from generations of people that went to wars and died in trenches for our freedoms.
Dying on ships. Yeah, I mean, just horrific things.
People won't even go to court to uphold their rights to their property or their business or anything else. And you know what I mean? And this, oh yeah, I guess I'll shut it down because my neighbors did it. And that's the mentality. There's no leaders anymore. Right. Everybody just wants to follow, get along to get along. And again, I'm here to offend. I'm here to trigger. I'm here to piss people off, make them think differently. I'm here to do all the opposite things of PC correctness. If it's if that's what it takes to get people to start going, oh, yeah, I do have to start thinking a little different. I have to look at things a little differently. Oh, maybe I didn't understand law. Maybe I didn't understand my rights. Maybe I didn't understand this. Now's the time to get empowered and learn this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. If you don't do it now, I don't know what it's going to take.
Well, it's gonna take
I'm looking around at the fellow, you know, men and women here in America. And I'm just thinking, what are you doing? I mean, this was everything in my upbringing was about freedom and the revolution and the British are coming, regardless of whether the history stories are real or not. But this is I don't get it how they don't see this.
This is why the values in the United States was attacked so ferociously, because you guys were the light of the world. But were, right? And so now that's why they've taken down your families, why they've taken down your women, your men, everything else, your politics, your societies, your
soldiers
schools,
get
your
vaccinated music, left and right.
Exactly. You know, your medicine has all been taken over, your technology.
Water's corrupt, the air's dirty. I feel like I'm being killed every day.
And you can only do that to people with lack of education. Keep them stupid, keep them fluorinated, keep them vaccinated. You don't have to worry about them rebelling or standing up or putting forward new ideas or anything else like that, right? And that's how it starts. And this, again, people think this is a new thing. This has been planned for decades.
Oh, yeah. Right? I mean, if I knew about it the instant that the internet came online, you know, then this plan's been hundreds of years, but generations of bloodlines of elites have been planning to control the whole population. So this is no... This shouldn't be any shock to anyone.
What you're going to find is there's going to be a species divide. There's going to be the ones that, you know, fell for the lie, and you're going to see them start dying off. They say it's anywhere from 6 months to a 5-year lifespan if you took
the second person or the second man that said that today.
Yep. So it's going to be a species divide, and what's going to happen is the ones that are, you know, awake and aware, the so-called conspiracy theorists, you know, the ones that actually read shit, and you know, that's the weird thing about the conspiracy theorists is this. A conspiracy theorist will understand your point of view and also understand their point of view.
Right.
Whereas someone who goes, you're a conspiracy theorist, doesn't understand the conspiracy point of view, but only their point of view.
Only theirs.
I've always noticed that.
Yeah.
I've always noticed that, right? So, you know, it's you know, now it's become a conspiracy fact. That's a new, word that's going out now is conspiracy fact. because
how could you not look at all the information before making a decision? You know, when people come to me and they say, this man is this and this woman is that, how do you know? I've never even met him. I can't make that assessment.
Because what they did is they propagated the idea of just trust him. He's wearing a white jacket.
I know.
Right. So again, and this is the thing, like, if you think like a child, you will act and behave like a child. Just do what you're told.
Yeah.
Just get in line, put your mask on, just because you don't understand how to uphold your rights. You don't even know how to, you know, there's people who get sick thinking about trying to uphold or speak up for themselves. That's how little they believe in themselves, how little empowerment,
right.
How much they've been weakified by this society.
Society has programmed people to just trust authorities, and you're not the authority, and just hand over your thinking and your rights to the authorities.
And let's go back to that word authority. You know, people don't even understand it. What does authority mean? Authority is something that I can give you and take away.
Right.
Authority has nothing to do with rights, folks. I give my babysitter authority to watch my sons or daughters, and then I take her authority when I get home.
Right.
She doesn't have the right to my sons or daughters after that. So again, this is another one of those words that's bastardized in our understanding. And, you know, people think authority means, oh, they have the right to do this to you. No, they don't. They have the authority to do so because you did not put your rights up.
Yeah. Yeah. They've cloned the vocabulary and bastardized the vocabulary to trick people. And simply by the words, like you say, you shall be known by your words.
You
and like some people say, words are spells, and that's why they call it spelling.
Oh, if you go back even to the English language, it was based on spell.
Cursive has the word curse in it.
Exactly. It was all this stuff is what's not, it's not even so much cursive, but it is spell craft. It is the spelling of the craft, right? And again, remember, words ideas.
The spaceship craft.
Exactly.
Spelling of the craft.
Spelling of the craft. Yeah.
I'm going to another
topic.
That's a whole other topic. It's another episode.
Shit.
Oh boy. So John, you share this information all over the world, and what's the best way if people want to learn more about this and you know, gain some of your knowledge?
Well, okay, Jen. So you have to understand that, you know, this has been perpetrated upon us for generations now. So you do have to put in a little work to, you know, unlearn and relearn law. Now, unlike the gurus out there that are, you know, oh, buy this package, oh, done that package, authenticate this, send that out, do this, blah, blah, blah. Oh, there. Oh, you might get your rights now after like, you know, 6 years. We don't do any of that shit. We've got a pre-recorded knowledge share. In order for you to get in, it's about 8 weeks long, and it gives you the fundamental understandings of law from the point of view of a man and woman. Now, these are the fundamental understandings that every man, woman, and child should have on this planet, as far as I'm concerned.
Agree.
You know, right? Now, once you have that, listen, you could walk away with that and be free within your life as much as you want to be. However, if you want to get to the next level and you want to be a game changer, you want to start teaching this to other people and stuff like that, after you've done that, then for some people, not everybody, for some people, I do allow a one-on-one mentorship with me. That's, you know, anywhere from 10 to 12 weeks long. And you know, this is only for people who have gone through the original knowledge share, because again, you have to understand that your knowledge of law right now, I don't give a shit if you got a university degree, you went to Harvard Law, you've got about a third grade education in law compared to myself.
Facts.
Okay. I'll tell you right now, I walk into rooms with lawyers all the time and they're running out the door after about 5-10 minutes talking to me. So
you know nothing about
legal
law.
Legal? Oh yeah, run backflips on me. I'm not gonna ever teach you guys any legal codes, acts of statutes, or court precedent, or any of that kind of nonsense. Got nothing to do with law. But I will make you the most powerful man or woman in that room if it comes to legal.
Mm-hmm. What are some are a couple of your most favorite, I guess, success stories, or you know, where just made you feel good about people learning law, the difference between law and legal, and then having the confidence to stand up and express their rights, and maybe if it had to go that far, well, hold their court.
Yeah, okay. I've got a lot of people. I talked to a lot of people in the, what I would say, the awake and aware. I'm not talking woke. I'm talking awake and aware. It's a different concept.
Mm-hmm.
Awake and aware, enlightened folks come to me quite a bit. And the problem is, though, they've been balanced too much to the nice. And what I mean by that is, you know, peace, love, harmony, that's all great and everything, but how do you keep peace, love, and harmony?
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
Because it's always trying to take your freedom. Look at you're right about our history. If you don't understand that someone's always trying to take your freedom, you will have no freedoms. So that's the first step, right? Is to be able to understand that you have rights, you have freedom, you have to be able to express those rights.
Right. Fundamental understanding of who you are, what the real vocabulary looks like, how you can express what the difference between rights and benefits. Yeah, the fundamentals. That's fundamental. Everybody needs to know that.
And it's words. It's definitely words. Like, you know, the words that we use interchangeably, and we have no idea. Like the word trespass versus, say, a legal word like trespassing. Those two words have nothing to do with each other. They're completely different. Like the word true versus truth have nothing to do with each other.
Like male versus man or female versus woman. You see that one on all the drop-down forms online. Yep. There's no option to select woman. They're forced to select female. There's no option to select America.
You're
forced
to
select
the
United States.
Because you're agreeing to use that diminishment, that token, as the female or the male, and you're not signing up this membership as a man or a woman.
Right.
And that's why they do it, because it puts you in that world of different codes, acts, and statutes that would not normally apply to you.
Puts you in that monopoly game.
That's right. Right. So yes, so this is, like I say, it's a fundamental understanding. The great thing about understanding this too, you say about success stories and stuff like that, you know, the great thing about this is the empowerment people get from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I see, like, it's you know, you get together with some of these gurus out there and you learn some knowledge, and, you know, but it doesn't change you fundamentally. It doesn't change you spiritually.
Right.
This will allow you to see the world quite differently. You will walk in the world quite differently. How you speak, how you allow people to speak to you, everything changes with this, because it is a spiritual empowerment. Law is spirit. Remember that.
This changed my life in exactly what you just said. When I talk about law, I say, you know, yeah, it can be applied for court and for this and for that. And people always focus on the money side. I said, but what it did for me is it's saving my soul, because it's teaching me honor again, or it's refining my honor. I always considered myself to be an honorable woman, but it's really, I mean, every move I make now in life, in my daily life, the tiniest thing I think about, is this in honor? Am I doing the right thing? Am I causing harm? Literally, I hired a bug guy yesterday, and I thought, am I going to cause harm to the ants in the grass? Like, I'm literally thinking of everything.
But Jennifer, what do you say to these folks that are like, but our governments aren't honorable? These governments are, they're corrupt, they're pedophiles, they're this, they're that, they're not honorable, so why should we be honorable?
Well, for one thing, that's on their soul. And there's something called the law of allowance. And you have to let each man and woman walk their walk and take their journey and face whatever they're going to face later on. Two, there is no government. It's all men and women. And when you learn law, you can hold them accountable by removing their authority, by removing their titles. And that's law. You're supposed to hold the men and women accountable.
So go ahead and be dishonorable. Go ahead and be whatever you're going to do. When you are not government anymore, when you're not a police officer anymore, when you're Bob and Jim and you're at a court of law with another Bob or Jim who understands the law, and he's got you there for trespass, not some complaint. Right. He's got you there for trespass, and you're there before a trial by jury, not a jury trial. These are words you got to learn.
Right.
You know, and you're there before that magistrate, before that trial by jury, and you understand how to express your law. I don't give a shit what title you got. You're not going to hide from someone like myself.
Right.
That's the difference. You try to take their titles to court. Well, you're complaining.
It's like true. That's why people say, why isn't anything happen? The police look out for their own. And why isn't anyone getting impeached? Because you're using the title of governor.
You're complaining.
Complaining, president.
Using their forms to complain upon.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to use their forms to complain upon, you got to diminish yourself to that of a citizen, as a defendant, as a plaintiff, as a complainant, as a petitioner.
Lowest titles on the totem pole.
Lowest titles that there is. Absolutely. Yep. And so this is what it is. It comes from the point of view that you're just begging. You're begging them, please don't stop beating me. Stop hurting us. That's all you're doing. You go up those streets, 2 million people protesting.
Please give me my rights back. Right?
Please give my rights back. Exactly. 2 million people, you get together and you get a fucking flash mob to go protest. But you give me 1% of those guys to understand law and how to file claims, and that'll be the end of protesting.
Yep.
Because the men and women who are doing these wrongs and trespasses against these men and women will have 1,000 separate claims against their ass, one after another, for the next 6 months, 6 years.
Yep. Okay. Isn't that what the people in that learn law, relearn law in the UK did? And
the UK, man, they're kicking ass over there. They get into groups where they write 3,000-4,000 notices together.
Oh man, that's awesome.
Yeah, these guys are badass over there.
That's awesome. I wonder if that's why they've gone through so many prime ministers.
Yep, that's exactly why they're going through it, because as soon as they get a new prime minister, they put their ass on notice.
Come on, America.
This is what I'm saying. But see, and it's that mentality too, that servitude mentality, Jennifer. You know, when you act as a citizen, you're damn right. Your government's your master daddy. You better do what he tells you to do.
Right.
When you're a man, that government's there to assist and to serve you.
That's
and if you don't have that mentality and that understanding, then yes, you will always be a citizen who is the one who's the servant told by the master what to do. And that's a big shift for a lot of people.
I just can't wrap my head around people being okay with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I told my mother at 7, 8, 9, 10. I mean, she reminded me of this last year when I was, you know, in this new path of life. And she said, you know, one day you came into the room and said, Mom, I figured out life. Even if someone holds a gun to my head, I don't have to do what they say. And she wasn't sure how to answer me because she knew I was right, but she also wanted to have some control.
Everything's a choice. And that's one thing I learned a long time ago, Jennifer. None of us leave here alive.
Right.
So the only thing that we take with us, the only meaning of life, is the meaning that we give it.
The choices we make.
That's right.
The choices we don't make.
That's right. Right.
Yeah.
We allow people to do things to us without standing up, knowing that we should have stood up. Those are the only things that haunt you on your deathbed. The losses don't ever count. I'll tell you right now. If you stand, like I'll even tell you about this. Like in high school, I remember I got into a fight and I lost the fight. And me and that guy became buddies afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now any fight that I, you know, didn't, and I was like chickened out of or blah, 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 that's the only ones that ever haunted me, when I knew I should have stood up for myself, you know? And that's the thing with your deathbed and everything else. So you can make mistakes and trying to figure out what's right and everything else, and you'll be okay with you spiritually. It's when you don't stand, you know damn well you didn't stand. And when you had the will to stand and you didn't do it, well, now you got the knowledge, or at least you got the key to open up the door to knowledge right now. And I'll tell you right now, it will change you. If you want to change, if you're all happy and blissfully unaware and that's how you want to stay, stop this recording now and go back to your life, because this will change everything.
Agree. If it doesn't, there's something wrong with your...
Well, I haven't had anybody who hasn't changed. So.
I know. It rattles some people. They freak out a little bit at first. That's fine.
Well, that's just a
they
child.
Calm
that's
down.
A
and they're
that's
like,
a
okay.
Child taking the temper tantrum, right?
Yeah.
Because again, you know, a lot of people aren't spoken to anymore like this, you know?
Right.
You know, straight up to the point. And again, like I'm very genuine. So I don't give a shit what comes out of my mouth, because I know I'm doing it because I generally want people to be empowered. I generally want to have a good world, a good society with good people in it. But I don't want a bunch of nice people in it. I want good people. I don't want nice.
That's why
people.
You like me.
Yes, I despise people. I want good people. Nice people watch their neighbors being taken away by the Nazis. Good people stand with their neighbors.
Right.
And that's the thing, right? I want good people. I don't give a shit about being nice. So, if, like I say, if I trigger people and offend people, and he swears and he does that, well, that's too bad. That's just your child in you, you know, being put off for some excuse to not empower yourself.
Right.
Put it upon somebody else. Oh, this is why I don't want to learn this. This is why I don't want to do that. Fine, do it. But the people that do it, wow, they come out the other side and they're game changers.
I know. I've heard. I mean, just as soon as I started really diving into this, I mean, we're talking within weeks, maybe 2 months. I shared it with a friend that didn't even. She was just listening to me talk, you know, after work or whatever, around the dinner table. She was just listening to me, and she picked up enough. She realized enough. Like you said, she was awakened and she understood that that she was being treaded on. And so she picked up enough little nuggets where she wrote a notice to a man acting as lawyer who had frozen a $65,000 bank account. And she wrote a notice using law, not legal. And within 24 hours, that property was restored. That lawyer backed off. I mean, that one notice on 8.5 by 11 shut down a whole firm of lawyers and people with so-called, you know, millions of dollars in institutional education.
And the reason why was because she didn't even talk to a lawyer.
Right. She didn't represent herself. She presented herself as the woman that she is.
What times
spoke to the man that acts as a lawyer.
His actions. I don't care if you work at Walmart. I'm letting you know while you were working at Walmart, you caused me a harm, a wrong, or a loss.
Right.
And that's the thing. Instead, people go and they sue the Walmart employee. Okay, yeah. Well, go complain then. Because a Walmart employee doesn't.
It's a title on paper.
Title. It's a Pinocchio. It's something you complain against. But that man who happens to act as a Walmart employee at times, well, okay. I'm here to bring him in this capacity as man before this court. That police officer is perfect. I've never met a bad police officer in my life, tell you the truth, Jennifer. I say every police officer in the world is an absolutely perfect. Unless, of course, it's not ironed.
Right. It's a costume.
It's a costume. And that's what I'm trying to say. People are always putting the against the costume instead of the man. The police did it. The police did it. And then you get one bad apple that ruins it for the rest and everything else. Well, that one bad apple should have a claim put against him by the man that he caused wrong against, the family that he caused wrong against, the cousins, the nephews, the nieces, the right?
Mm-hmm.
Law, that's exactly what happened. They'd be terrified to pull their guns out and sue people because they know there's gonna be about 15 lawsuits coming against me and they're gonna be all in law.
Right.
But instead, we put a complaint, we file it through the city, we get a lawyer, they go play their lawyer games back and forth with each other for 6 months, and sometimes you get some money out of it, sometimes you don't, sometimes they just say, nah, never mind. Right?
Yeah.
Claims versus complaints, completely different. So yes. I hope that touches a little bit on it. Again, we touched on it much more in depth and a lot more knowledge and how to do notices, how to stand at court, and all these kinds of fun things with the knowledge share that Jennifer and I are offering. So, you know, check it out.
Hop on over to the website. There's a free 45 minutes, so you can check it out and see if it's for you. You know, take that information. There's some gold in there. Absolutely. 45 minutes of free knowledge. So jump on over to lawcommon2i.com. That's the letter I. And check it out. And thanks for being here, John. This was great. And I know we're going to do more of these. And I know that people are going to have more questions. So we're going to have you back.
Excellent. I look forward to it.
Thanks, John.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Have a great day and much love, much light to you.
You've been listening to a woman known as Jennifer Goodwin, exposing the lies and bullshit in the world. We hope you've gotten some useful information from this podcast, and we hope that you're just as fired up as Jennifer. Find out more about what she's got going on at jenniferhgoodwin.com. And be sure to check out all her social links on the contact page. Till next time, this is the woman known as Jennifer, signing off.